After 2 decades without pro football, Los Angeles is now home to 2 teams, the Rams and the Chargers. But it's a pro football team from halfway across the country, which has brought thousands of fans to Ventura County.
I'm Miss Price. I'm your Dallas Cowboy number one fan. How about those Cowboys?
Carolyn Price is one of thousands of Dallas Cowboys fans flocking to Oxnard for the team's 2017 training camp. It's the 6th summer in a row the Cowboys have come to train in Ventura County and the 12th time since 2001. Price is decked out from head to toe in Cowboys gear, and the diehard fan who flew out from Texas with her family even has a jeweled Cowboys star logo glued to her right cheek.
The first thing that they say is, "Oh, you must be a Cowboy fan. It's all right now. It's recognizable." You know what I'm saying?
Okay, be honest with me.
Okay, go ahead.
Team going to be any good this year?
We're good every year. You want to know if we're going to win. Because see, we're America's team. We don't have to win to be number one.
Go, Cap!
Fans cheer from bleachers set up next to 2 practice football fields as players do everything from smashing into tackling dummies to running pass plays. Ray and Gina Lopez of Whittier are glued to the action on the field as they watch through a chain link fence.
Did you guys have to ditch a little work to be here?
We did.
Don't tell work.
You guys live in Whittier. We got the Rams, we got the Chargers. Why not the Rams or the Chargers?
Well, I grew up in New Jersey where we hate the Eagles. Anyone against the Eagles and the Cowboys, I loved the Star when I was little. And so they're my team ever since I was 5.
It was because you liked the logo.
Yeah, pretty much.
Family tradition. We all grew up Cowboy fans. My uncles, my cousins, everybody a Cowboy fan.
Some people have gone to a lot of trouble and expense to be here for something which isn't even a game. It doesn't count. It's just a practice. Doyle Wilkes drove out from his home in Magazine, Arkansas with his parents and wife.
We're big Cowboy fans. Have been since able to walk.
What is it about the Cowboys?
You just love them no matter if they're 1-15 or 15-1. You can't help but love them. When you love your team, you just stick with them.
So are they going to be 15-1 or 1-15 this year?
I think they'd be closer to 15-1, hopefully.
The Cowboys are set to hold a total of 16 public practices at their training facility next to the Marriott Residence Inn Hotel in Oxnard. Admission to the training camp is free, but there's a parking fee. Almost everyone here, and that's probably 5,000 people today, is decked out in Cowboys navy blue, silver, and white colors. But that's almost everyone. Juan Fuentes of Bakersfield says while the camp is exciting, he's here for his wife and kids.
I'm a Raider fan, but I brought them for them. Bit my tongue, so I'll take you guys down there.
Do you ever wonder what went wrong with the way you brought up your kids that they're Cowboys fans?
The mother, she's very strong-willed. She got me on that one.
Andy Holen says the camp is a touch of home. Holen is from Frisco, Texas, where the Cowboys are based. A job brought him and his family to Santa Clarita, so now his beloved Cowboys are close enough for a few weeks that he can bring his 7-year-old daughter Emma and 6-year-old daughter Elizabeth to see the team in action.
Are they really Cowboys fans, or would they rather be at Disneyland?
They'd probably rather be at Disneyland, but they do watch all the games with me.
Jessica Ellis and her 12-year-old son Isaac are also transplanted Texans, now living in California.
Big fan. I love Cowboys.
So are you a big Cowboys fan, or are you here because your mom is a big Cowboys fan?
I like the Atlanta Falcons way better than the Cowboys.
Does that create a little tension at home sometimes?
Yeah.
Who's going to be better this year?
The Falcons are better.
Mom?
Yeah. Oh, for sure, the Cowboys.
There are some local fans here as well. Tim Everts grew up in Ventura County. He became a Cowboys fan back in the 1960s when they used to train at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks.
You got a D hat on,
yep.
And I'm guessing the D doesn't stand for Disneyland or Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm a Dodger fan too, but no, this is Dallas, a training camp hat.
Ditching work?
Well, no, I'm self-employed, so.
So it's costing you money to be here.
Yeah, exactly, but it's worth it.
And while some fans show their support for America's team with their shirts or caps, Ken Jack of Camarillo may be one of the ultimate fans with a permanent sign of Cowboys loyalty.
Is that a Cowboys logo tattooed on your arm?
Yes, it is. The star.
Wow. So you're all in?
I'm all in. Have been since 75, Steelers Super Bowl. Been a Cowboy fan my whole life. Will never change.
In Oxnard, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.